Hi there, this is Bruce Cameron, and you're with Come All Ye on 2MCE. Folk music, the whole program today will be Australian music, not necessarily from albums that I've played a lot of before. They're all going to be Australian content, if you know what I mean. First one is an old song that was written by Bob Hudson, I guess in the early 1970s. And it's sung by Phil Lobel, who recorded it, I think, originally in the early 1970s. And it's a song about Newcastle, Girls in Our Town.
Is it perfume? Is it tea? Whatever it is, it does nothing for me. Should I drink it or dab it on? Can I swap it for a coffee? Or has all the water gone? It is hot, it is wet, it is eau de toilette. Is it from the house of Lipton or Chanel? I only want a cup of tea, not this stuff you've given me. If you think I'm going to drink it, go to help me, someone. Call a doctor, call a nurse, call an ambulance. I'm poisoned and I think it's getting worse. I only wanted a cup of tea, but I fear that my last mouthful will be the death of me. It is hot, it is wet, it is eau de toilette. To my mind it is more toilette than eau. If you want to spoil your day, add the oil of Earl Grey. I'm reliably informed it's bergamot. what a mouthful. Is it perfume? Is it we? Whatever it's supposed to be, it doesn't taste like tea. Should I drink it? Or dab it on? Can I swap it for a coffee? Or has all the water gone? It is hot, it is wet, it is eau de toilette. Is it Twinings, is it Tetley? Let me see. Go ahead, make my day, but please don't make me drink Earl Grey. All I want is a proper cup of tea.
Ender Kenny with his unfavourable review of Earl Grey tea. Girls in Our Town opened the program today. Phil Lobel sang that. Observational about the town of Newcastle, or city of Newcastle, written many years ago by a former school teacher, Bob Hudson. Next one is a set of tunes from Kajafi, the fine Scottish-style Sydney-based group. This is The Battle of the Somme on the Heights of Dargai, Pretty Peggy and Spooter Scary. Thank you. set of tunes from Kajafi from Sydney, from their album Coast. We heard the Battle of the Somme. Well, we heard the tune called the Battle of the Somme. Fortunately, we didn't hear the battle. Battle of the Somme, the Heights of Dargai, Pretty Peggy and Spooterskerry. The Heights of Dargai, well, there are several battles around that part of northwest India, as it was at the time. And a piper named Jay Wallace, not sure of his first name, he wrote the tune The Heights of Dargai to celebrate or commemorate the battle. Then again, maybe it wasn't all that important because William McGonagall wrote a poem about it as well. The Heights of Dargai was significant also because four Victoria Crosses were awarded after that battle, and one of them went to a piper, Piper George Finletter. He was shot in the ankles and therefore he couldn't really march at the head of the battalion playing his pipes, but he got his way up to the side of a rock or a boulder or something or other, kept playing. The troops kept advancing and eventually they got where they wanted to go and picked him up and carried him for the rest of the way. All very interesting. Aren't battles fun? Look, here's a song called The Inglewood Cocky, and we'll hear the mellifluous tones of Roger Hargraves, one of our presenters here at 2MCE. He's going to sing this. Eventually, there's a big, long introduction first, but we'll hear about The Inglewood Cocky. Then a song from Ruth Hazelton and Kate Burke, composed by Martha Scanlon, who we've heard on the program before. She is a singer with a group called Real Time Travellers. Ruth and Kate, we've heard many times on the program. So, Inglewood Cocky from the group Collector, featuring Roger, and Little Bird of Heaven, Ruth and Kate.
I lately was told, who died, it was said, on account of the cold. When dying, he says to his children, come here. As I'm dying, I want my fortune to share. Now, children, you know, I've toiled early and late. I've wrestled with nature and I've struggled with fate. Now do your best to my fortune repair. And to my son John, I'll leave a dear native bear. To Mary, I leave that shy kangaroo. May it prove to turn to be a great blessing too. There's fish in the streams and fowl on the lake. May you each have as much as any may take. To Michael I leave the old cockatoo, and to my daughter Betsy the piebalding ewe. to the others, whatever is left I will leave. Don't you quarrel or else my poor spirit will grieve. Now, children, you know I've done all I can do. My fortune is fairly divided with you. And these are the last words his children did hear.
Don't forget that I read you on Pumpkin and Bear.
pretty harmonies. They always manage to achieve that in their recordings. Ruth Hazelton and Kate Burke with a song composed by the American singer Martha Scanlon, Little Bird of Heaven. Before that, Australian traditional song, Inglewood Cockie. The group Collector, vocals from Roger Hargraves. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. I'm going to play two in a row now from not quite the same group. First of all, it's the Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club and Friends. I play a lot of their music, but I don't know that I've played this one all that often. It's called Maggie West's Waltz, composed by Murayrad, interesting name, Murayrad Green. It's not Murayrad, it's Murayrad. Comes from Ullapool in the west of Scotland, featuring Cuffy Blake and her daughters Michelle and Caitlin from the Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club. Then I'll play a track from a different album called Telling Tales, featuring Judy Turner, who formed, I think, the Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club, or founded it, she didn't form it, and her husband, I guess, Neil Adam, the song he wrote called Italian Girls, and the extra voice you'll hear on that, and the accordion as well, Kavisha Mazzella. So first of all, Maggie West's Waltz, then Italian Girls. Thank you.
Me and Joey out in Kwandong Park, by the tamarisk trees, it was almost dark. The best of friends in the whole wide world, he said, do you remember those Italian girls? In my memory I found two boys out on a rage, drinking in the bar, and we were hiding our age in the Redcliffe's Hotel on Jacaranda Street. Those dark-eyed girls were looking sweet. Now they might be a million miles from Rome, but this is the place those girls call home. There was a gleam from under those curls. He said, do you remember those Italian girls? The prettiest girls in the whole wide world. We were two teenage boys, never kissed a girl. They must be sisters, he said, quick as can be. Hey, you take the short one, the other's for me. Now, they might be a million miles from Rome, but this is the place those girls call home. There was a gleam from under those curls. He said, do you remember those Italian girls? Should have been hitting the sheets, staggering home as the day starts to whirl, and dreaming of those Italian girls. Now they might be a million miles from Rome, but this is the place those girls call home. There was a gleam from under those curls. He said, do you remember those Italian
Adam singing there, a song he wrote, Italian Girls. Kavisha Mazzella playing accordion and providing harmony vocals, and Judy Turner fiddle. Before that, Maggie West's waltz from the Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club and Friends. Now, around this time in the program each week, I'd be introducing a featured album, usually, but not today, because the whole program is just a almost a random collection of tracks. I just grabbed a whole bunch of tracks to put together for the program today rather than feature one album. Some will be familiar, some of the musicians and some of the music indeed will be familiar to you, and some of it mightn't be, and some of it you mightn't have heard for quite a long time. Next track comes from Bernard Carney, who these days lives, and for many days, has lived in Western Australia. English originally. He's written a few powerful songs, and this is one of them. It's called Devil's Island. Devil's Island these days is better known as Rottnest Island. And many years ago, it was known originally as Wadjimup, the place across the water where spirits are. It's being called Wadjimup again these days, and the Noongar word has added resonance, I think, given the content of this song, Devil's Island. It was used as a prison for Indigenous men for many years.
Yeah. The afternoon was fading as the boat pulled into landing. A flock of seagulls following this rusty creaking boat. String of shackled prisoners, silent, sick from hunger, shivered as the island's winter winds began to blow. Native northern tribesmen sent to Devil's Island, victims of some pioneering penal prejudice. Cramped in freezing cells with filth and soil and meager blankets, a nest of rats would never live in squalor such as this. There on Devil's Island, prisoners of the crown. There on Devil's Island, far from tribal. In 1883, the history books will not remember. Influenza fever took its sudden deadly hold. Spreading like a bushfire, meeting no resistance, fanned by the aching undernourishment and cold. 10 a day were taken from cells on Devil's Island and placed in unmarked graves without a name, without a word. Finally released from all this suffering and torment, their spirits flying northwards like the winter wading birds. There on Devil's Island, prisoners of the crown. There Island, far from tribal ground. Years or more have aged the sands of Rottnest Island. The treacherous old jail is now a modernized motel. Bad old days are played down, but all around the mainland, natives of this country are still dying in their cells. The afternoon was fading as the boat pulled into landing. Evening shadows conjure up some distant silhouette. Hard to believe there was a dark side to this beauty. So much to remember, yet so easy to forget. There on Devil's Island, prisoners of the crown. There on Devil's Island, far from tribal ground.
Bernard Carley, some very atmospheric cello there from Peter Grayling. Devil's Island, a story of Wadjimup or Rottnest Island. You're listening to Come All Ye. Next one from another expatriate English singer. In fact, the whole group, I think, are expatriate English people. This is the Wheeze and Suck Band, who worked in Sydney for a long time, as a band, that is. This is The Charge of the Khaki and Grey, and it's composed by the fellow who'll sing it, Ian McIntosh, the accordionist in the group. It refers to the Morris Motor Works and Pressed Steel Fisher, two major employers of the region where he grew up in England. So The Charge of the Khaki and Grey.
How well I remember to this very day, Lord Nuffield's army in khaki and grey. They came to our city fresh back from the war to build the famed bull-nosed Morris, that prince amongst cars. In rank and in file they swept through our streets. In their old army raincoats they were armed to the teeth, with a flask of hot tea and an old Tommy's bag. Through the cold iron gate for one more daily drag. Come away, come away, we'll away at the end of the day. We'll roll with the tide and 10,000 will ride at the charge of the khaki and grey. From all over England and all over Wales, from the coal mining valleys and cities and dales, they hammered, they welded, they hauled the black tires, and the press steel was gleaming beneath dreaming spires. In war and in peacetime they worked night and day, and they always defended conditions and pay. 10,000 would lift up their hands and they'd shout, to hell with Lord Nuffield, it's everyone out. Come away, come away, we'll away at the end of the day. We'll roll with the tide and 10,000 will ride at the charge of the khaki and grey. Charge of the khaki and grey. But where have the likes of those working men gone? No more Oxford Station rings to the Welsh song. Pulled down by the Tories, who we all opposed. The factories are greenfield and the iron gates closed. But mother, I feel something shaking my feet. It's the khaki and grey as they roll down our street. Like the waves on the sea as they crash on the shore. They'll pass and they'll fade and go riding no more. Come away, come away. We'll away at the end of the day. Charge of the khaki and grey. better when Cowley is sleeping at night. 10,000 grey spirits will have one more ride. The cold air raid siren gives one last refrain, and the khaki and grey will go riding again. Come away. Charge of the khaki and grey. Come away, come away. We'll away at the end of the day. We'll roll with the tide and 10,000 will ride at the charge of the khaki and grey. Come away.
Banks of the Murray lived the wife of a family with children so poor. Her husband left home with a gun on his shoulder to sail by a transport to Egypt's bright shore. He whispered a touching goodbye to his mother. He farewelled his wife and said, goodbye, my son. Then he kissed little Daisy, his own darling daughter, and he said, I'll return when the battle is won. The transport sped on to the scene of the slaughter, and it landed our boys in the thick of the fray. Our hero was killed in the Dardanelles battle, lay mortally wounded and dying did say, give this watch to my mother, my own darling mother, and give little Daisy this locket and chain. And the rest you can give to my dear wife and brother, for the one they love dearly will never return. Change in that neat little cottage. A mother sits rocking, a baby just born. And poor little Daisy keeps asking for Papa, and she waits every evening outside the front door. While a poor aged mother says, rocking and moaning, dear Daisy, your father was killed in the war.
Alan Musgrove, I don't know that I've played that song before on the program. It's from an early album of his called A Young Man and Abel. The Banks of the Murray, it's a parody, of course. The Banks of the Clyde have a similar theme, has a similar theme, the song. And, of course, The Road and the Miles to Dundee, also pretty much the same tune. John Dengate played a few songs of his over the years. I'll play another one now. This is performed by the group Wonga Willie. John composed quite a few political songs, quite a few social comment songs, and, of course, a song about beer.
Before they hanged
Ned Kelly in the jail, to make dead certain that his nerve didn't fail. He drank a glass of Cooper sparkling ale, and he laughed in the face of the troopers. It's Australia's best, we all agree. If it wasn't for the Coopers, where would we be? We'd have to drink the residue of bogus chemistry. If it wasn't for the brew of the Coopers. So fill up your tankards, me thirsty gents. It's the only way to spend your dollar and your cents. It's made from natural ingredients. There's health in the brew of the Coopers. It's Australia's best, we all agree. If it wasn't for the Coopers, where would we be? We'd have to drink the residue of bogus chemistry. If it wasn't for the brew of the Coopers. It's throw away your cola and your lemonade, and toast the masters of the brewing trade. They're the pride of the city of Adelaide. Trust your thirst to the Coopers. It's Australia's best, we all agree. If it wasn't for the Coopers, where would we be? We'd have to drink the residue of bogus chemistry. If it wasn't for the brew of the Coopers. You wanna stay healthy, you wanna live. Take heed of the sensible advice I give. Stay clear of the chemical preservative, and stick to the brew of the Coopers.
It's Australia's best, we all agree. If it wasn't for the Coopers, where would we be?
We'd have to drink the residue of bogus chemistry. If it wasn't for the brew of the Coopers.
Don't throw away your money in the grocer's shops. Don't squander all your wages on mutton chops. But save your money for the malt and the hops in the true blue brew of the Coopers.
It's Australia's best, we all agree.
If it wasn't for the Coopers, where would we be? We'd have to drink the residue of bogus chemistry. If it wasn't for the brew of the Coopers.
There's another parody. That, of course, was Wonga Willy and a song, lyrics composed by John Dengate. The melody, of course, from Matt McGinn of It Wasn't For The Unions. Billy Connolly also used the same tune for If It Wasn't For Your Wellies. But that one, John Dengate's reworking. We'd have to drink the residue of bogus chemistry. Terrible thought. Pat Drummond coming up after the next track. This is the New Holland Honey Eaters and Natchez Under the Hill, then Pat Drummond.
Thank you. guess he never got out of crack and hide. He must have been a mongrel of a kid. The type to put the bungers in your mile box, screw up all the hinges in the lid. I must admit I did it in my day. I must have us grow up and give it away. Oh, heaven forbid, Black Midnight did go working for the RTA. Now, Midnight was a ganger at the Langerine. That's 40 kilometres north of Hay. He was the bloke that did the blasting for the Main Roads Department long before they ever were the RTA. But he had his own agenda at the broken down Wagenda where the fence was never mended, just for fun. And nearly every Friday night he'd liberate some gelignite and go eradicating rabbits on the run. Innovative, we'd have to give him that. He used to catch himself some bunnies in a chicken wire trap. And then he'd throw them in the ute with the catalogue to boot. Half a dozen sticks of jelly in the caps. You see, I guess he never got over cracking hot. He must have been a mongrel of a kid. The type that put the bungers in your mile box and blew off all the hinges in the lid. Well, I must admit I did it in the day. But most of us grow up and give it away. Oh, heaven forbid, like Midnight did, go working for the RTA. Now, we'd have never heard the story of the misbegotten sortie if he hadn't gone and used our bloody ute. But he took it from the depot and he headed for a burrow where the tracks around were relatively new. He'd take a rabbit from the trap, strap the jelly to its back, and fuse the whole contraption to a detonator cap. He'd let the thing go, the dog would chase it down the hole. Within a half a minute, that was that. And I tell you, when I'm talking little blasts, I used to see him up in Sydney on the seismographs. But within a week or two, that eradicating fool had the bunny population down by half. He should have given it away. It was getting on for dark. But he had just one more rabbit, and he found another mark. But what the ganger didn't spot as he dropped it from the box was that the hole that he had found had been invaded by a fox. Still, he let the thing go. It zipped down the hole, and he returned to the utility to watch. Now, folks, I've got to tell you, that bunny left the burrow like a bullet from a barrel, with a flurry of the fox in pursuit. And as it came across the clearing, it was looking for some cover. And the first thing that it spotted was a ute, and his eyes flew wide as the three of them arrived, the bunny and the fox and old Toot. And the last thing that he saw as they zipped under the floor was the jelly as it jagged a mountain root. Well, it's a miracle that Midnight wasn't killed. There were little bits of holes scattered all over the hill. And just to cap the situation, he claimed workers' compensation. And he reckons that his ears are ringing still. Now, I was the bunny that had to explain this entire affair to maintenance division up in Rose Hill in Sydney. So I did the report. And it said, "Dear boss, I guess you never got over cracking hot. Must have been a mongrel of a kid. The type to put the bungers in your mile box and blew off all the hinges in the lid. I must admit I did it in the day. But most of us grow up and give it away. Well, heaven forbid, like Midnight did, go to work for the RTA. Yeah, heaven forbid, like Midnight did, go to work for the RTA. Yeah, little boys that never grow up, well, I guess they join the army or become economists or go working for the RTA. Thank you.
Called Growling Dogs from Melbourne with the Schaefer Quadrille from Harry Schaefer and the 3rd of January. Before that, of course, Pat Drummond and working for the RTA.
You should go and hang your head in shame the way you tried to ruin my name. You even tried to put the blame on me when all along 'twas you. Who was breaking every sacred vow? You didn't worry when or how. I hope that you are paying now for the way you left me crying here alone and blue. With your fast talk and your smile so sweet to let you sweep me off my feet, I thought my life would be complete to have you for my very own. Like a sailboat with no wind around, had no power to turn you down, and so you had your way with me till you grew tired and went away and left me here alone. My soul and all in answer to your heartache's call, in hope someday you'd be my wife. But the only thing you gave to me was bitter tears of memory. I may be wrong, but it seems to me that you should pay for what you've done, for you have ruined my life. You should go and hang your head in shame the way you tried to ruin my name. You even tried to put the blame on me when all along 'twas you. Who was breaking every sacred vow? You didn't worry when or how. I hope that you are paying now for the way you left me crying here alone and blue. Shame the way you tried to ruin my name. You even tried to put the blame on me when all along 'twas you. Who was breaking every sacred vow? You didn't worry when or how. I I hope that you are paying now for the way you left me crying here alone and blue.
The voice of Greg Hildebrand, and the fiddle, no, actually he was playing mandolin on that, Greg O'Leary. You tried to ruin my name. Greg O'Leary was a member of Growling Dogs, and he was playing, well, the previous track, Schaefer Quadrille and the 3rd of January. Fine fiddle player, fine mandolinist, fine singer, and not a bad bloke. I don't think he's performing these days, but fortunately he recorded a reasonable amount over the years. Today's program, all Australian tracks from quite a few decades, I guess, of recordings, just for the sake of it. Here's another one that features fiddle. This is Watson's Creek Waltz. Oh, and Pearl Browning's Waltz in there as well. Barry McDonald, Mark Rumery, Kathy Ovenden. Interesting album, pretty hard to procure, I'm told. Music from the New England Tablelands, and it was funded partly by UNESCO.
Side. said, Lord, when I was a child, Mama told me, Lord, when I was a child. You got a good time now, you got trouble, that's why. Vitalism, gee, that'll listen. Baby, what my mama said, Lord, if you that'll live, baby, my mama said. I'd have been at home, trying to live with you every day. The spider, a baby running up and down the wall. Lord, I wish you'd seen the spider, you're running up and down the wall. He must be going somewhere because he's trying to have his ass all. Weeping Mary, weeping Mary, a weeping Mary, don't you weep no more. I said, weeping Mary, Mary, don't you weep no more. Just stop and take your time and do your work everywhere you go.
Group called the 10 Cent Shooters from Western Australia. A song called Sweet to Mama, which was written a long time ago by Frank Stokes. He recorded it with the Beale Street Shakes, probably in the 1920s. And before that, we heard the Watson's Creek Waltz and Pearl Browning's Waltz from Barry McDonald, Mark Rummery and Kathy Ovenden from a lovely album called Music from the New England Tablelands. So we're crisscrossing the country and we're down to Tasmania for the next one. A group called the Tassie Devils. Now, this song's called Bridgewater Jerry. I need to give you a bit of a heads up about Bridgewater Jerry because I don't know that there's much on the actual album sleeve notes or whatever to explain it. Bridgewater Jerry is actually a fog, not a person, a fog. Some interesting images online if you go looking for it as well. Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, I think was convict London slang for a fog. There were plenty of London convicts in Hobart some years ago. So the fog is created by katabatic winds, which come down from the hills and they come down the Derwent River. So you see a fog at some metres above the river moving down towards the mouth of the Derwent. Fascinating. Bridgewater Jerry from the Tassie Devils.
Bridgewater Jerry, you're cold and contrary. Like a snake you will slither, sending chills down my spine. Roll down the Derwent to the sea, your interment, and at last you will wither at the feet of springtime.
I am a West Shoreman, north of the flannelette curtain, with three blankets extra and needed at times. When old Sol he sinks behind Kanani, Bridgewater Jerry is not far behind.
Bridgewater Jerry, you're cold and contrary, like a snake you will slither, sending chills down my spine. Roll down the Derwent to the sea, your interment, and at last you will wither at the feet of springtime.
It's not even five, life's not survived. It's dark driving to work and back home to rest. But under the blankets, a harbour from tempest, my sweetheart's cold feet on the one she loves best.
Bridgewater Jerry, you're cold and contrary, like a snake you will slither, sending chills down my spine. Roll down the Derwent to the sea, your interment, and at last you will wither at the feet of springtime.
Bridge
water, Jerry, you're cold and contrary. Like a snake you will slither, sending chills down my spine. Roll down the Derwent to the sea, your internment, and at last you will wither at the feet of springtime. And at last you will wither at the feet of springtime.
Tassie Devils from an album called Devilish, story of Bridgewater Jerry. I think a fairly recent composition. They do use the Palawar name for Mount Wellington, Kunani, in one of the verses, so that's good. And Jerry Convict London slang for fog. I don't think I've played any songs about fog apart from that one in all the years this program's been going to air. There you go. That's the fog song. How about if I call it that? Here's the Black Bear duo, Emma Nixon and Ian McKenzie, with Morag Hutton's Strathspey, which was composed by J.S. Skinner. And with it, they put the Easy Club Reel, terrific tune by Jim Sutherland, and an Ali Bain composition called Mr. Andy Brune's Reel.
toss the bevy round, lads. Ta-ra to Sylvie, ta-ra to Jean. We'll soon be on the road. Don't think on what you're leaving. Don't think on what you've found. Tear off the tilt, pull out the chat. We'll find another ground. Pull down, lads. It wasn't a bad ground, lads. We've made some brass. You've had a lass. It's perhaps as well we're going. I know how it can hurt, lads, to leave 'em standing here. For there's often fears, there's always tears, but you'll be back next year. Pull down, lads, the sets are cooling down, lads. The ark's all packed, the dodgem's stacked. A bite, a scram, then go. We'll leave it as we found it. They'll soon forget we've been. For we trade in fun, we go and come. We're often scorned, but seldom mourned. I hope you'll know what I mean.
That's called Pulling Down Song from the Fagans, composed by John Tams, an English singer-songwriter who's written a lot of very good songs. That's a nice one. That song reminds the Fagans of what happens at the end of folk festivals in this country, particularly when everything's being removed, everything's pulled down, all the tents and all the rest of that. Before that, good set of tunes from the Black Bear Duo, fiddler Emma Nixon and accordionist Ian McKenzie, Morag Hutton's Strathspey from the pen of J.S. Skinner, the Easy Club Reel, composed by Jim Sutherland, and Mr. Andy Brun's Reel, composed by Ali Bain. Here's Trouble in the Kitchen.
Heard a voice call down from the lonesome north, singing songs of work and worth, hard-edged stories from the hard rock towns. And I can picture Saturday night, tires squealing from the main street lights. Hear the creaking of the cables on the cages that's lowered down. Hard luck stories from the streets of the mining towns. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me down. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me down. I was raised by the seaway side, looking out at the river wide. Rode my bike up the bridge, look back at the paper mill. Through the windows I try and see what the future held for the likes of me. I can hear the ship change siren still. In the seaway city, by the stacks of the paper mill. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me down. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me down. Now the towns that rose with the mines and mills, watch the future pass like they're standing still. And the kids all leave like the light when the sun goes down. I go back now and I walk the streets. There's parking lots where buildings used to be. Night still falls, but it doesn't make a sound. Long shadows fall on the streets of the old mill towns. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me down. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me down. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me down. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me down.
Ado Barker taking the lead on that song called Mill Towns. The group Trouble in the Kitchen. David Francie wrote that song. David Francie from Canada, originally from Scotland, but a long-time resident in Canada. Trouble in the Kitchen from Melbourne. And here's another Melbourne band. You might be familiar with them. They're even better known than Trouble in the Kitchen.
Constables rode out from Mansfield Town near the end of last October for to hunt the Kellys down. They headed for the Wombat Hills and thought it quite a lark to be camped along the borders of a creek called Stringy Bark. Scanlon and the sergeant rode away to search the scrub, leaving McIntyre and Lonigan in camp to cook the grub. Ned Kelly and his comrades came to take a nearer look, for being short of flour they wished to interview the cook. Both troopers had a stump alone they were well pleased to see, watching as the billy boiled to make their pints of tea. They joked and chatted gaily, never thinking of alarm, till they heard the dreaded cry behind, "Bail up, throw down your arms." The traps they started wildly, back and firmly stood, while Lonigan made tracks to gain the cover of the wood. Brave Kelly muttered sadly as he loaded up his gun, "Oh, what a flame and pity that the bastard tried to run." Sergeant and his mate came riding blindly through the bush to meet a cruel fate. "The Kellys have the drop on you," cried McIntyre aloud, but the troopers thought it was a joke and set their horses proud. Trooper Scanlon made a move, his rifle to unsling, but to his heart a bullet sped and death was in its sting. And Kennedy leapt from his mount and ran for Cavernier, and bravely fought until the last for all of the old dear. McIntyre, his life at stake, rode off from Mansfield Town. He broke the news that made men vow to shoot the Kellys down. So from that hour, the Kelly gang was hunted far and wide, until the day they died.
Thank you.
assaulted. How can you help when you won't reprimand? And how can you save what has faltered? The beasts on the wing, let them fly. The world in a spin, let them fly. And we can watch as they fall.
For the harmless, how can you take when you have no consent? We will never be charmed by the charmless.
The beasts on the wing, let them fly. The world's in a spin, let them fly. And we can watch as they notice at
had three tracks in a row from groups from Melbourne. That last one was Tolka, T-O-L-K-A, usually associated with Irish music, that group, but on that occasion, a Kate Rusby song, Let Them Fly. We'll stay in Victoria for the next one, but we'll move out of Melbourne. We'll get up towards Bendigo. This is the Emu Creek Bush Band and the Gallop Quadrille. the Emu Creek Bush Band with some music for the Gallop Quadrille. I don't think the dancers necessarily had to do the can-can during that, but if the tempo is right, then the music will fit. The William Tell Overture was in there as well, I seem to recall. Emu Creek Bush Band, Bendigo area. Okay, for the next one, we will move away from Victoria, definitely. This one's from Seaman Dan, and I'll follow that with another one way up north, Ted Egan, and a song called Back to Broome.
Diving down to 40 fathoms at the Dundee, searching for the precious pearl shells, the pearls to keep. All aboard the pearling lugger, Grafton by name, crews are waiting for the divers, praying for some rain. Goodbye to you, farewell my love, soon we'll be sailing to the Darnley Deep, and in your heart you'll think of me, for I'll come back to you from the Darnley Diving down to 40 fathoms, down deep below, how to find the precious pearl shells, only divers know. I can see the other divers working here with me, getting shells at 40 fathoms in the Darnley Deep. Goodbye to you.
Goodbye to you.
Farewell, my love.
Farewell, my love.
Soon we'll be sailing to the Darnley Deep, and in your heart we sing of me.
For I'll come back to you from the Darnley Deep,
sailing home for dear old T.I. Sleep. So we bid farewell to the Darnley Deep. Goodbye to you.
Goodbye to you.
Farewell, my love.
Farewell, my love.
Soon we'll be sailing to the Darnley Deep, and in your heart we sing of me.
Back to Broome today.
What do we do when we get to Broome?
Follow by the lugger, we're on our way.
What do we do in Broome?
I'm taking you back to Broome today, and you'll see all the luggers in Roebuck Bay. See all the beautiful local girls. See old Tom Ellie's cleaning pearls. That's what you do in Broome. So it's
all away, heave away, up with the anchor chain.
Back to Broome today.
What do we do when we get to Broome?
All about the lugger, we're on our way.
What do we do in Broome?
We'll take a walk to Chinatown. At the Roebuck Pub, we'll knock one down. Broome's the place of great renown. The people are black, white, yellow and brown. It's technicolour in Broome. So it's
all away, heave away, up with the anchor chain.
We're going back to Broome.
room today.
What do we do when we get to Broome?
All aboard the lugger, we're on our way.
What do we do in Broome?
There's a pearling master so astute. There's a Japanese diver looking ever so cute. Sovereign buttons on a starch white suit. A mouthful of golden teeth to boot. And he's properly flashing Broome.
And so it's all away.
Today.
What do we do when we get to Broome?
All aboard the lugger, we're on our way.
What do we do in Broome?
Here Captain Tallboys tell a tale on the veranda in front of Streeter and Mail. At the Governor Broome we'll quaff an ale. Watch the luggers as they set sail. They're sailing today from Broome.
And so it's all the way.
Stock the jocker airs, dear me cardevni and lana, dor chillum ni by two jar, bull and bar is gawalia. Nil shenala nigger fall, nil shenala stivek a margin, nil shenala nigger fall, so the sword toss a yelly.
For me love is tiach me focus, dear me brusha skillinger, he dirt she lum see she is con board is be a golden shug, imagine.
Neil Shenala, nigger fall, Neil Shenala, see back imagine, Neil Shenala, nigger fall, so the sword toss a yelly. Arigado hi arati kroto vrishta isto hata go gwena tuk yolish and dena khar vasa gol and shal kamajin Nil shenala niga fall Nil shenala stibega majin Nil shenala niga fall Sola sarda tasa yadig
Nach misha fein and fergan heel a dog me chias ishtiach me scorni dog me le an norm fein stog me shen er chini ala
Nil shen ala niga fall Nil shen ala si beg a margin Nil shen ala niga fall so la sord ta se yali Nil shen ala niga fall Nil shen ala si beg a margin Nil shen ala niga fall
Nil Shenal Na, which means more or less, this is not the day, from the group Triontan from Sydney. Next in our All Australian program, Sydney Bush Music Club.
But truth, it's in my song so clear without a word of gammon. The shearers travel all the year waiting for the lemon. And when this dirty work is done to the nearest shanty steering, I meet a friend, their money spend, then jog along till shearing.
Sing home sweet home, that is what they left it for, their home sweet home.
And when the shearing season comes, they hear the price that's going. New arrivals meet old friends and then they start their blowing. They say that they can shear each day their 100 pretty handy. But 80 sheep is no child's play when the wool is close and sandy.
Sing home sweet home, that is what they left it for, their home sweet home.
And when the sheds are all cut out, they get their bit of paper. To the nearest pub they run like cuss a dashing caper. They call for liquor plenty and they're happy while they're drinking. But where to go and the money's gone, it's little way of thinking.
Singing home sweet home, that is what they left it for, their home sweet home.
sick, and so next morning they are, when they awaken, to have a drink. Of course they must, to keep their nerves from shaking. They call for one and then for two in a way that's rather funny, till the landlord says, now this won't do, you blokes have got no money.
Sing it home, sweet home, that is what they left it for, their home, sweet home.
They're sleeping on verandas and they're lounging on the sofas. Then to finish up their spree, they're ordered off as loafers. They've got no friends, their money's gone, and at their disappearing, they give three cheers for the river bends and jog along till Sheeran.
Singing home, sweet home, that is what they left it for, their home, sweet home.
Sydney Bush Music Club, recorded in the early 60s, I guess. Jog along till Sheeran. This is the group called Whoa Mule. Not very Australian, this song, but if you like the Carter Family, you'll like this.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.